Somewhere between Canadian Thanksgiving in October and American Thanksgiving in November, it begins. Kids everywhere are practicing their very best I want it whine, while retailers start having dreams of cash registers clanging to the tune of jingle bells. It's the season of consumption, and rather than filling my heart with the joy that for some comes from having a credit card with no spending limit, it frightens me. Look, for the longest time, environmentalists warned that our Western lifestyle was unsustainable. They warned that 80% of the world's resources were being consumed by only 20% of the world's population. But their warnings and all the world conferences on sustainable development have done nothing. In fact, things are getting worse. The United Nations now tells us that the same 20% is consuming more like 86% of global resources. What that means is that the rest of the world, over 4.5 billion souls, get to scrap over the remaining 14%. And the injustice doesn't even stop there. Much of the stuff that we fill our lives and our homes with is actually made in developing countries. Countries that are eager to attain even the smallest semblance of what we have. And you know what? They're not ever going to get it. The UN report said that it doesn't believe that the world can arrive at an equitable distribution of goods. The best we can hope for is a world that is less unbalanced. How did this happen? This entire continent was settled on the ideal that everyone has the right to live freely and equally. We shun tyranny and oppression in favor of democracy. But somewhere along the line, we became such a success at being successful that we became the oppressors. Look, every child born in this country will consume, waste, and pollute more than 50 children born in developing nations. If that isn't oppression and inequity, I don't know what is. We are so tied into our consuming lifestyles that we can't see what we're doing. Who among us will forsake their all-terrain sports vehicle, their central air conditioning, or their big-screen TV so that someone on the other side of the globe can simply survive? I don't see any volunteers.